Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Over the last week, I have tried to apply many angles to my thoughts on the concept of inclusion. It's a tough one, because the more I think about it, the more I dwell upon the many difficulties, problems, and frustrations we have all faced in gaining social acceptance and understanding. As well as recognising the problems that we face, it's extremely important that we identify the many positive things that are done and can be achieved by what we are more than able to do. There is no underplaying this, but education is such an important stage for any person's development, both skill and knowledge-wise, but also socially. In my day, okay, here comes the all our yesterday's bit, the question of education was dealt with through special provision. There was no question. We had to attend a school for the visually impaired. This, in my case, meant travelling many miles away from home to attend a school on a half-termly basis as a boarder, to gain a supported and specialised education. Whereas the teaching was good and the ability to gain as many skills as possible was encouraged, the fact was that I lived away from home for large periods of time, and that there was very little opportunity to mix with sighted peers. This type of education was seen as promoting difference and not right in the sense it didn't expose us to the normality of life and to work alongside sighted people of our age. From the late 70s onwards, the trend towards bringing visually impaired children into mainstream education grew thanks to the publishing of the Warnock Report on Special Education in 1978. The emphasis was then on what they termed integration, and what eventually metamorphosized into inclusion, the former term having more of an experimental tone, with the latter being more of a natural progression. The ideals of having non-specialized educational provision within mainstream schools is good, because the end result of all being educated together in a setting where any differences are accepted, celebrated, and embraced are wonderful. Educational authorities up and down the country have over-interpreted this in their own way, and the results have been mixed, to say the least. Whereas the idea of inclusion has been seen as desirable, the concepts of making it work have been completely different, because many have misunderstood that by simply placing a visually impaired person within a mainstream school does not mean that they are instantly included and accepted. Yes, there are many examples of good practice, excellent support units, and highly dedicated staff in schools trying to make inclusion work. But inclusivity will ultimately only succeed when society in general stops categorising and accepts difference. Many of us who started our education in special educational provision will have a mixed number of reflections and experiences to share. I can honestly say that my experience was one of gaining skills, knowledge, and not being seen as different and treated as such. However, what it also meant was leaving home at 5 years old and living away from my home area. These are just a few reflections, and next time I'll continue looking at education and the part it can positively play in defining our expectations of each other for life.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.